guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Gonna hurt. Do it's not
like
puke
I don't
on my
know
carpet.
Anybody to try to get it to come out here or here.
Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all of his carpenter friends.
Hey guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, what am I going to say, though?
Now y'all made me nervous.
It's going to be a time,
isn't it? I'm a sensitive boy.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
I've been hit!
I got the little frilly socks and everything.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. Welcome back to the Music List Podcast, and I'm Ben. With me are my sisters Heather and Beth. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. And folks, it is hot out there. Hot.
Okay.
Do you guys know what SNL skit that's from?
Yeah.
Do you remember
the and we're back guy?
No. It's the scene where Will Ferrell is born as a full-grown adult.
Yes.
And he pops out.
Yes.
And he says, it I am hot in there.
I am ripe.
He says, he goes digging back in there. I think I left my watch in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So we promised you guys 2 weeks ago, on the fly, we decided we were going to do a hot episode for summer. I think Beth said, we need to do another summer one. We said, hey, why don't we just do one with hot in it? And so last couple of weeks, we've been thinking about this. So here we are. Here we are going to do songs. The only rule is that it has to have hot in the title. And then Beth kind of said, I cheated on one.
I did. Because the options were not such that I thought they were.
Not
it as, does. Don't look at me. It does have hot in it.
It's not as grandiose as I thought. I thought there would be a big, big, big list of songs that have hot in the title.
Yeah. And there's one that I'm 100% certain will be drafted that I explicitly left off. Maybe not. I don't know. Because now Heather's looking at me crazy.
Like out of spite? Or because you just don't think it belongs?
I do not like it. Point blank.
Like I got my top three.
Is it bum 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 bum?
Well, if I knew what you were.
Oh
no, it's not that.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah. Anyway, so it was even more limited than that because I had to exclude some.
So there's a hot song that you are almost certain is going to get drafted.
Maybe not because the way Heather's looking at me, because I was like, Heather will draft.
But you do not want it to be drafted.
I know what it is.
Did you draft it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then we don't have to.
It's on my list, but
then I don't have to argue for it.
Well, now I am curious.
Maybe you did.
I'm a curious
little beaver. You might have been. I don't know.
Ew.
Curious little beaver.
Gross. Yes.
Okay. Well, so those are the rules. Those are the game. And so we could go around and sometimes I say, what are you looking for in a song? I'm looking for a good song that's got hot in the title. Yep. That's pretty much what we're doing, yes?
Same.
Okay. So the draft order is Beth drafts first, Heather drafts second, I draft third. In the second round, I get to draft first, then Heather, then Beth. And in the third round, Beth will lead off again. Then Heather, then I draft last. So that's the way we're going to do it. And so let's keep this momentum going. And Beth, you get to pick first.
All right.
Hot in the title.
From 2002. Nelly, Hot in Her.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I am getting
identify with this song because...
What?
Do tell.
I'm hot natured and I just,
yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The room's almost always hot. 72 is hot to me.
Yeah.
I need it. I need sub 70 temperatures in my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time.
Wait, what?
Say what?
Well, you know, they do it a lot. They read, yeah. They, yeah. You know, but it, at one point has been. It held the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for 7 weeks and is certified platinum. The inaugural award for best male rap solo performance was won by Nelly for this song.
They didn't have an individual rap award?
Male rap solo performance, yeah.
They didn't have that until 2004?
I think this was 2003 when the award... This song was released in 2002, but I think the award was in 2003.
That is crazy talk.
Yeah.
That was not a category.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So he beat people like Mystical, Eminem, Jay-Z, Ludacris were also up for that award. So Nelly came out on top for that one. It's, if you think about like the early 2000s, hip hop was big. And this is one of the defining songs for that time. I was in, 2002, I would have been in like, I don't know, sixth or seventh grade, I guess. Yeah, it's probably going into junior high. And so like this and In Da Club by 50 Cent were the songs. So it bridged mainstream pop radio with hip hop. And it's one of the best party songs. It's so danceable. I love it. I love Nelly very much. I mean, lyrically, it's pretty straightforward. We're not looking at complexity on this one, but it's a banger. It's a little Jimmy Jam, if you know what I'm saying. And it became a pop catchphrase. Like people still today, like if you're in a room with more than two or three people and somebody's like, "Oh, it's hot in here," somebody will quote the song. Period.
Yeah.
So you cannot get away from it. It's even a cultural
those,
moment.
Even those old people in that in yes. that choir.
Oh my God, Ben! Please tell me you've seen that video. The old people church choir where they do. They have taken a bunch of. Well, it's a lot of rap songs. Yeah. Like they do.
Lose yourself.
This one. There was something else that you're just like, oh my gosh, how are they going to change it? But then they. They're like, and then this one is like the finale. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your robes.
And these so old
like,
ladies.
So it's like
old
Sister people. Act, where they no. do like.
No, they're in like what you would think like an old Southern Baptist church, this old folks choir, and they're singing, what was it?
Ooh, Lose Yourself.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Yeah, hey, y'all.
Because that lady's like,
we'll show you the video.
Yeah, we got to show you that video.
It's great.
But Hot in Here by Nelly. I don't have a lot to say. I'll be very honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, this is a...
It's going to be a...
Here's the deal. It's kind of a... This is a summer episode.
Yeah.
So we're just going to kind of chill out a little bit, I think, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Let's you know,
do a little summer chill action, so...
With our hot songs.
With our hot songs. Yeah. Kind of hot as in, like, we're going to chill out around the... This will be a great episode to listen to... while you're on your raft in your pool
mm-hmm.
or
floating the river.
Somebody let me know when it's 30 minutes and we'll tell them to flip.
Get your tan on.
So we're not going to stray far away from where we started.
I don't think so.
Really?
Really? Yours was what, 2002, you say?
Yeah.
We're going to skip ahead, I think.
It's my turn.
Oh, indeed.
Oh.
Well.
And we are going to skip. We're going to skip.
All right.
A lot.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're going to skip.
Why did I think I draft second? I just told y'all where y'all drafted.
You sure did. This isn't even close to 2000.
Okay.
Anything. It's from before both of you were born. 1978. Foreigner.
Oh.
Hot-Blooded.
There it is.
Oh,
on the Billboard Hot 100. It's high energy. It's got that chugging intro. It's not a lyrical masterpiece. It's not exactly brain food. It's about hooking up. And that's about it.
I thought it was a medical condition.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess
it could
result in that, I suppose. But so what's interesting.
And to be fair, in this world, he does check. Are you old enough?
Yeah.
He does. It's
not a given this day.
He does check.
He does not.
Now, he doesn't ask for ID.
Well,
but.
Yikes. Anyway, so it draws a lot of comparisons, which I think is interesting, with Bad Company, Paul Rogers, and it does have a very free, all right now type of feel to it, because our producer and I have had a long-standing argument over who is the better singer.
Lou Gramm.
I say Paul Rogers.
Lou Gramm.
So we're split. We're still split. Yep. But this song has drawn some comparisons between his vocal and Paul Rogers' vocals. I love Foreigner, and I love Lou Gramm, but I still think that Paul Rogers is the superior singer. He sang for Queen, for crying out loud, for a while. So if he's good enough for them, he's better than Lou Gramm.
Adam Lambert's great.
Yeah, he's a really good singer. So. I understand. Yeah. So anyway, it fits all the boxes.
It does. Well, we only have one box.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And it checks it.
And it does check that
checks
box.
That box, yeah.
So I like it. This is actually one of my favorite Foreigner songs, and his vocals are really good. He kind of goes between that growl, a little bit of growl in there to on the verses, and especially the bridges. He really kind of opens up and sings. So I dig it. Hot blooded.
It's a good pick. Strong pick. Two strong picks to start off with. Can I keep the momentum going? I think so. I'm going to answer
confidence
that with
is key.
I'm going to answer that with some confidence. 2004 from the album R&G, which stands for Rhythm and Gangsta.
Boy.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Get an attitude. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm all the best cause I got it going on. I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. SCNOOPDOUBLEG. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live.
So
don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, here we kiss her. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
So I had to get all the izzles in there.
Drop it like it's hot.
Cause that is classic Snoop Dogg. Oh. Gotta get all the izzles in there.
Okay.
So yeah, 2004. It also features Pharrell Williams. It did hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 list, and it is interestingly Snoop Dogg's first number one as a lead artist. Mm. Took him that long. Now a lot of that is because overwhelming majority of Snoop's material is not radio friendly at all. It also topped the Billboard Hot Rap Tracks and R&B and hip hop, and it stayed number one on the Hot 100 for three consecutive weeks. edging out all those pop songs that were very popular in 2004. Mm-hmm. This ranked number 20 on the Rolling Stones list of the 100 best songs of the 2000. And then obviously unique for its tongue clicking instead of using like snares and other things like that for the percussion. This is a song that is widely referenced in pop culture, movies, commercials, general talk, just people talking, you know, park it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. I mean, it's all on there. And so, number one, just a really neat song, fun song. And it's classic Snoop doing what Snoop does the best. It's one of those songs that right now it still gets airplay today. It's still played in clubs today, still danced to today. And so it's just one of those really, really fun songs with hot in the title. So did it check the box? Yes. Is it a fun song? Yes. Can you listen to it at the pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. 100%. Good summer song too. Mm-hmm. All right. I get another one. Yes?
Yep.
Yes, yes. Okay. So this one's different. This one is not rap nor rock and roll. In fact, not long ago, we have already featured this song on the Luck song, on the Luck album, the Luck one.
I know what it is.
It's Jerry Reed's When You're Hot, You're Hot.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait for it.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. This time it's on. Says, yeah,
well, now
Moses.
Me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
There is a connection to interesting, a lyrical connection with my previous song, Drop It Like It's Hot. And that is the Police get involved in both songs. So later on, the police officer catches him rolling the playing the dice game and takes all the money and says, we're going to put it into quote unquote evidence. Right. So this song was 1971. It was from the, it was the title track of the album, When You're Hot, You're Hot. This is kind of country rock. Jerry Reed has a lot of novelty songs. This fits into that bill along with Amos Moses and stuff like that. It was number one on the Billboard, singles chart and was a crossover hit, believe it or not, getting into the top 10 in the Billboard Hot 100. Also charted number 6 on the Adult Contemporary chart. So this little song that seems so simple and just kind of funny, he won a Grammy for Best Male Country Vocal Performance for this song.
I would like to know who else was up.
Yeah,
for
what was the competition, right?
Yeah.
Just a funny little song. Certainly not one that's going to ruin your swimming afternoon. It's going to keep you in good spirits. And so that's my pick. When you're hot, you're hot. And that's true in the summer. When you're hot, especially where we live.
Yeah, it's very hot.
You are hot.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
I think it's yes.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. This brings me back to my childhood. 1985, The Power Station, Some Like It Hot.
Qualified. Are you gonna do it?
seem to get to that part. So, alright. So, the power station was actually I don't know if you'd call it a super group, because not every member was a bona fide star in their own right at the time. It was Robert Palmer, and this is before his Addicted to Love. He actually went off and did his solo stuff as a result of this success. Tony Thompson is the drummer, and he was the drummer for Chic. So, what? And great, says our producer drummer. So, he also played for a lot of other, he was a studio musician. And John Taylor and Andy Taylor from Duran Duran, who, don't get me started on Duran Duran. We will always have time to bring them up any chance we get. But the drums are front and center in this song, which is a little bit, well, for some of my picks on my list, that's not that unusual, with one other song that you hate in particular. But, yeah.
I'm so interested to hear what that is.
I can't believe you hadn't figured it out yet. But anyway, it was originally intended, you know, like I say, to be a super group and a revolving singer. They were going to do three different albums, and Robert Palmer was never meant to be the permanent singer, but he left anyway, so it's fine. But then they didn't make any more albums that I know of. But these island beats, this horn section, it's funk, it's disco, it's unique. The video was very unique and a little scandalous, because it was like stop motion, like art. It wasn't like claymation or anything. It was drawings, and then they had like topless girls, but they just, I don't know, you just have to watch the video. But in 1985, for a fifth grader, you're like, yeah. What? Hello? Robert Palmer was in this video? I don't know, I was looking at John Taylor. Sorry. I love John Taylor. But so this is just full on 1980s, just pop deliciousness, though. I enjoy this song. I don't even know if y'all know this song.
No.
I was afraid of that. After I picked it, I was like, huh.
I was five, so I'm going to cut myself some slack.
Well, anybody my age will remember it. But it was very...
big hit.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
You get another one?
Anyway.
No.
No. Oh.
I'm number two.
Where are we?
I picked first, so this is the last pick of the second round.
Oh, I pick a lot. You're always in the middle this time.
You're slacking this time. All right. So, I'm also going to stick with... Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm caught up.
So, my second pick. We're going to keep it in the pop arena with Hot to Go by Chapel Roan, or Chappelle Roan, as we sometimes
say. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
There's a misheard lyric in this song. I'll let us save that one.
Yeah.
For our annual misheard lyrics episode, because that one needs to be featured. Anyway, so this song was released in 2023, certified platinum, and helped her win the Best New Artist Award of 2025. It's inspired by her childhood aspiration to be a cheerleader, if you can gather that from that. So it's a playful audience participation song. There's a viral dance to it. We were just doing it in here. Well, Heather and I were. It was she once described it as like the YMCA but gayer.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like a cross between Hey Mickey and YMCA.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
With a touch of cheer elements. There's a band from the 80s called Missing Persons, and mm-hmm. she sounds a lot like their singer. There's a lot of 80s.
Yes, pop, a lot of it does have that retro pop sound, but also has a modern like electropop uh-huh. elements. So her music is cool in that way because a lot of it is kind of throwback sounding, but it doesn't sound dated.
Right.
It just sounds inspired by. It's very campy. Everything she does is campy. If you've seen her in her whole getup, she always wears like white face makeup and crazy wig. Well, is it? I'm sure there's added hair, but she does have a lot of hair.
A lot of hair, yeah.
But she has this crazy, like not a beehive, but just massive growth atop her head. It's like a Marge Simpson, but red. Yeah. And there's always like stuff sticking out of it. But there's a video of her doing this with this like massive crowd at a festival, and it's insane to watch. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the power you would feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like you've talked about the
Radio Gaga.
Live Aid. Yeah. Yeah. I kept wanting to say Rite Aid. The Live Aid performance of Queen. But that video makes me think of something like that where you just feel like
a mass of people just.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I think I can see how that would be intoxicating
mm-hmm.
and how people get addicted to that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I love this song. It's super fun. It's a good little summer pool song too. Yeah. Oh, I get another one. Cool. I was like, who's somebody take over? My third pick. Well, I'm going to throw it back a little bit. Hot Stuff by Donna Summer.
Ooh. Ooh.
Pretty straightforward lyrics.
I don't know. What's she looking for?
Hot stuff,
girl. I don't know what kind of stuff you're talking. Well, I do know what kind of stuff, but anyway, so my picks all have something in common. They were all certified platinum. They all have hot in the title. All certified platinum. This one has a connection, well, a parallel to Hot in Here.
Oh, yeah.
Because Donna Summer also won the inaugural award for something. Best female. Well, for I didn't want to say like the same thing because it's obviously not. The best female rock vocal performance of 1980.
She's good.
She beat Bonnie Raitt, Carly Simon, Tanya Tucker. Also an interesting person to put in that. But anyway, it shows her versatility beyond disco. This kind of signified a shift stylistically for her, and it broadened her appeal. Because this song is a blend of rock and disco. Mm-hmm. It's number 4 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest. Did I say 4? That's a lie. 104 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time.
Wow.
It was the seventh biggest song of 1979 and number one for 3 weeks. And it inspired ABBA to write Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Mm-hmm. You can see the...
I can hear that.
You can hear the similar themes and musical elements. What are their names? Benny and Bjorn. I didn't fool with the last names because I knew it would just be embarrassing. But
Anderson.
But I could...
And
somebody...
Bjorn. I can't. Yeah. I can't see.
Yeah. Them. I could get Anderson, but Bjorn's was... I was like, oh, I can do Bjorn because it's close to Bjork and I know how you say that. but this is just, you know, it's a little bit different than the other ones. It's not just fun. It's
a little spicy.
It is a little spicy. There's a yearning passion for love and companionship. No, it's not love. But anyway, I was going to say, it's like 50 Cent. 50 Cent, what did he say? Well, no, I can't say that. But she's declaring her desire. She's burning with desire.
And for nobody, it doesn't seem like it's for anybody specific.
No, she just got to find some.
For it. Yeah, she got
to find it. Well, she says she dialed a lot of numbers lately.
Yeah.
Pickens must be slim. But yeah, hot song, hot stuff.
All right.
Heather.
Okay. My last pick is also from
1978. Wow.
Oh.
Nick Gilder, Hot Child in the City.
Shape of something wild, stranger dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is or what her name is.
You're just bopping along, you know.
Wait.
Yeah, I need to look up the lyrics. Wait.
Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
That's a dude?
Yes.
I know. I was listening to it. I was like, this is a man?
Yes. Okay, so that was my first comment, is that I totally thought this was a woman for a very long time. But no.
Oh, my God. I'm disturbed.
It is.
Okay. I'm looking at all the lyrics.
Yeah.
Are you?
Okay, so here's the thing. It's a song.
I always thought this was in the year of our Lord
2025.
It is a song about human trafficking. It's true.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't realize, you know, because you don't know the verses, you know, and you're just thinking it's just some
trafficking.
Well, yeah, it's about prostitutes, underage prostitutes, and
prostitutes,
if you will. And sorry. Yeah. You've never heard that term before?
No.
Oh.
And furthermore, would never use it.
She put it on the internet too.
Sorry.
I first heard it on Toddlers and Tiaras, but
well, see, they put it on TLC, is what it is.
Yeah. So this Nick Gilder decided that he was going to write this song. He was going to, it's from the point of view of a lecherous man who's watching all of these prostitutes, you know? And so, yeah, I didn't realize that until I really took a kind of a deep dive into the lyrics.
The bridge is something else.
It's kind of scary, but it kind of reminds me of like songs like Pumped Up Kicks, where the subject matter is so awful. But it's disguised by this, you know, that really cool bass line. And you're just kind of...
It is a cool bass line.
It is. And, you know, and the chorus is very singable. And so you're just thinking, hot child. And you know, like some...
So you just see some hottie walking down the street.
Yeah, it's not...
But she's...
It's not that.
Underage now.
So it holds the record for taking the longest amount of weeks to reach number one. But it did it did get there. And now I'm regretting my pick because of the subject matter.
As it was playing, I was like, yeah. Wait, what? And I think, did it hit you at that time too? Or you just were like cringing that?
Well, at that point it was too late. I'd already, yeah. And I'm like, well, here we are. It's got a really good hook. And that's the scary part.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, cannot recommend for, it didn't age well. I don't know. In 1978, it's not even that, you know, underage prostitution was a good thing then either, but.
Well, so did he do it to shed light on it, or did he do it?
No, I think, you know, kind of like Aqualung, you know, the song Aqualung, he's a predator, you know. And I don't think it's supposed to be.
So it's not like a don't do this.
That's not what I got.
Mm-hmm.
I got kind of ick vibes.
Yeah.
From it.
Because, you know, sometimes people will.
I'd already drafted it.
We'll write songs and produce music that is really uncomfortable about really uncomfortable topics because they're trying to shed light on a situation, yeah. But you're saying that you don't think that's what this is. This is him, like, maybe in the nooks and crannies of his mind fantasizing about it.
He is saying that he is singing it from the point of view of a lich, you know, so somebody who's watching these. And he was inspired, he said, to write it when he saw in the city these underage girls work in the streets.
Mercy.
Maybe you saw Fancy.
Maybe Fancy. But Fancy was 18.
That's right. Don't put this in the same categories. Don't disrespect Reba. Well,
man,
got awkward.
You really brought the... We need to.
I'd already drafted it. It was too late. And then I did. I do that all the time. I pick songs that I like, and then I'm like, oh,
wait a minute.
We need to lift the.
Yeah. Do you have? Can you bring the party back?
Is it your last?
Is it my turn?
You're bringing the last pick.
I think so.
Okay.
Very serious artist. He had a number two hit. One number two hit.
Not even. Well. Okay.
But he was also. He's a superstar, though. And it's Eddie Murphy. Threw a curveball. It was almost Sly and the Family Stones. Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Yeah.
But instead, I decided to go with Hot Tub.
Sometimes I make my break out in a cold sweat. One, two, three, four.
Ready? So this is technically a song with "hot" in the title. It is from actually a Saturday Night Live skit. If you don't know the skit, it's Eddie Murphy doing a parody of James Brown. The skit is called James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub Party, and I guess the song is called Hot Tub. I don't know. We'd have to. This has never, as far as I know, been recorded on any album.
Really?
But it is. Is it a song?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it have "hot" in a title?
Yeah.
If it has a title.
Well.
My favorite is when he dips his toe into the hot tub and says, "Oh, hot and hot tub. Make me sweat." And so... What I would say is this is one where the audio does not do it justice. So if you don't know this particular song, if this is not, if this is not ringing bells for you, you need to go to YouTube and watch the whole skit. This was 1983. And this is what, I mean, the cast in 83 was really, really good. Really good in 83. It's a highly exaggerated version of James Brown. Starts off with him in the sparkly jumpsuit, and then they take the robe off, and he's got these little, tiny gold Speedo looking things. And then they put a robe on him, and he says, "Should I get in the hot tub? Yeah. Will it make me sweat? Yeah. Would it make me wet? Yeah." And so just a really, really funny song. And the smiles on your faces when that came on tells me this should be in the top five. Because you guys lit up. May have been because Heather took us down to such a dark place.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, I mean, by comparison.
So anyway, that's my song. I'm going to say it's called Hot Tub.
Okay.
By Eddie Murphy pretending to be James Brown. So we've got nine songs, yes? Oh, yep. We need to talk about the songs that we did not get selected. And I had Hot Dog by Led Zeppelin. Hot Fun in the Summertime was almost my pick. Other than that, I think we pretty much got them. Now, I'm going to make a guess.
Okay.
No, you said it was wrong. I was going to think it was Hotter Than Hell by Kiss, but that's not it. Let's do that first. What's the song that
I hate
that you hate?
I only had two that didn't make it. One was Too Hot by Kool & the Gang. And the other
is probably the one.
Is the classic. Also begins with an amazing drum solo.
Is it Hot for Teacher?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Hate, okay. Loathe, despise. Anyway, so my songs that I didn't get.
We could have had another Van Halen discussion, though.
Yep. I figured we would. I was sure that Heather would draft that. I was wrong.
Should have.
Thank goodness. Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue. Mm. That's just a good, fun, summery song. Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. Mm. Hot by Avril Lavigne. And the one that I kind of cheated on was Hotline Bling by Drake.
Oh, it's got hot in it. I would have allowed. Now, if we looking back, we would have had a lot more options if we would have said Hot or Heat.
Yeah,
there's a lot more. Seems like there's a lot more heat. You know, like Heat Wave. We've opened ourselves up for another episode. Yeah, so we would have had a little bit more options, I think, if we'd have gone Heat/Hot, but. Be that as it may, we do have nine songs.
Woo-hoo. Ben has drafted Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop and Pharrell, When You're Hot, You're Hot by Jerry Reed, and Hot Tub by Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Heather drafted Hot Blooded by Foreigner, Some Like It Hot by The Power Station, and Hot Child in the City by Nick Gilder. And I drafted Hot in Here by Nelly, Hot to Go by Chapel Roan, and Hot Stuff by Donna Summer.
All right, all right. I only did it twice that time, so we didn't.
It's fine. Yeah.
We didn't completely Matthew McConaughey that thing this time. So we have nine songs. We've got to cut it to five.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah. All right.
We ready to roll?
We ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this thing. So, is there anything we can eliminate, Nick Gilder?
Yeah, right. Well, I think we're good. Self-eliminate, actually.
We're good on that one. Boop, right.
Goodbye. As long as you take the words out, they should just rewrite
it. If we take the entire reason that it got drafted, the words.
The chorus. You could do something with the chorus. Yeah. It's the verses that make it creepy.
Yeah.
So the first pick was Hot in Here. Is that true?
Yeah.
That was the first overall pick. And I had that number 6.
I did not have.
Whoa, oh, I'm my a little God. Surprised.
You also
surprised.
Got the child.
Okay, okay.
Trafficking fair song. Enough, so fair enough.
Ken Sheehan, top for teacher, was number four.
Yeah, so you're weird.
Maybe you're the problem.
two out of nine. That's
not a ringing endorsement for your
sus.
List.
Sus.
I have questions.
Hot Blooded was the second pick. It was mm-hmm. my number one.
Oh,
I
had that one at
it.
Seven.
I have a feeling that one's going to make the top five.
Yeah, we can do that.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Did y'all have Drop It Like It's Hot?
Four. Sorry, two.
Six.
I feel like that one will probably, we got a one, a two, and a six. Is it probably. Fair to say that one's?
Yeah, I don't know how much other crossover we'll have, to be honest.
The next pick was When You're Hot, You're Hot. I feel really sure I'm the only one that
had eight.
Oh, you had it on your list. Wallaby darned. All right. Beth, you probably didn't have it.
I was most definitely not.
Ooh, you sound hostile to that pick, actually.
I'm not a big fan.
Of Jerry Reed or that
like,
song?
I don't like talking in songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes Amos.
Yeah. But we'll see how this whole thing shakes out.
Not a Smokey and the Bandit fan?
No.
Ooh, Sean just died a little, I think. Right there.
Tell me why you're wrong.
The next pick was Some Like It Hot, which admittingly was not super familiar with this one, so it was not on my list. Was it on your list?
No,
that's a shame.
What about Hot Stuff?
None.
Hot Stuff was my number seven.
On 3-9.
So, what about Hot Child in the City? We've already kind of eliminated that one from conversation, have we not?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hot Fun in the Summertime.
You didn't draft
that. I know
that.
We didn't draft that. Hot Tub. Did y'all have Hot Tub on your
I
list?
I did not have Hot
Tub. But
did
anybody
to
else,
be fair,
you skipped
I don't
Hot
think,
To Go. I think Ben doesn't want that one for sure.
Oh,
five.
Hot To Go.
Oh, you had it in your top five? Well.
That's probably going to make it then. But.
Okay.
Hey, I said probably. You're just marking it over there.
Yeah.
Well, now I want you to move mine over there.
I did. It's Drop It Like It's Hot.
No, the other one.
Which one?
The exactly. one that we said probably. No, it wasn't mine. Which one was it? It was.
I have Hot Blooded, Drop It Like It's Hot, and Hot To Go.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe you did move it over there. I thought mm-hmm. you starred one like maybe it was going to go over. But
I did. Hot Stuff was all on
Hot Blooded's over there. Drop It Like It's Hot's over there.
And Hot To Go.
And Hot To Go.
Two top fives.
Okay. And then.
So we have two spots.
And then so, okay. Great. So now what do we do? We need two more spots.
Oh, man.
What? Use your words.
Does this mean Hot In Here is not going to go over there? Come on now.
What do you mean? Yeah. It should.
What are the three that are...
Hot In Here is my number six. Where was it on yours? It's got to make it though, right?
I think so.
Well, what are the other options? I mean...
You could start wheeling and dealing. When you're hot, you're hot. Hot Tub. Some Like It Hot. Come on. Hot In Here and Hot Stuff.
Well, we can probably eliminate some. I mean, Hot Tub's probably not going to make it, right? Are y'all going to?
I would keep that in contention over When You're Hot, You're Hot and Some Like It Hot. But if there are two spots, obviously,
well, okay,
I would like my two songs to go over. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
So the... So When You're Hot, You're Hot's probably not going over, correct? Because you're not going to vote for it at all. And it was your number nine?
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Some Like It Hot, I didn't have on mine at all.
Mm-mm.
Hot Stuff, I didn't have on mine at all.
Oh, I thought it was on all of our lists. That's my
bad. Oh, Hot Stuff, yes, I did. It was number seven. Hot To Go, I mean, I didn't have on mine at all. Did you have Hot To Go on yours? Where did you have
five.
It? And you had it where on yours?
Three.
Well, that one's probably going over. I mean,
oh,
I can't keep y'all from getting it in there. Oh, that was number three.
Yeah, I already marked it.
Okay. I mean, just looking at the numbers, it looks like hot in here is going over. Don't you think?
Sweet. Okay. Now we got one more.
Is hot stuff over there?
It's not, but it was on all three lists.
Oh, then it probably needs to go.
Yeah.
What? What?
Sorry, Eddie Murphy.
And Eddie Van Halen.
You didn't even draft it.
I'm just saying. I feel like we need to apologize.
It's a sad day. Well,
you can on the regular.
It's a sad day for the Eddies.
Was it SNL that had the simmer down now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Simmer down now. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We have a top five.
Great. What are they?
I can rank them. Hot Blooded by Foreigner. Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop and Pharrell. Hot To Go by Chapel Roan. Hot In Her by Nelly. And Hot Stuff by Donna Summer.
I'm actually fine with that order.
Wait, what's number one? Hot Blooded. It was my number one.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then Drop It Like It's Hot was my number two.
It was my number two. You didn't
Where was it on your list?
Six.
You did? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, well.
I like the way this is going. Muy bien, muy bien.
All right.
And then what was number three?
Hot To Go.
Ugh.
We've got Hot To Go, Hot In Here, and Hot Stuff.
Hot To Go would be my five for sure. And I would say Hot In Here and Hot Stuff would be three and four for me. Did you get all three of yours?
I did.
Hot Dog, which didn't make it. Led Zeppelin didn't make it.
I would do Hot In Here, Hot To Go, Hot Stuff. What would you do? You would do Hot To Go.
Hot To Go, Hot Stuff.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I would do.
I know. We always come, we do this all the time where we have the weird like Spider-Man meme. We're in a different order.
We're all totally different. Okay. So you would have, which one would be your last one?
Hot Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even though I had it on my list, I would probably bump Hot In Here up.
So you would have Hot To Go first.
I would have Hot In Here first.
I would have Hot In Here first.
Okay. We did it.
So, and then, well, except.
Oh. Well.
So now what's four and five?
Hot To Go, then Hot Stuff. Because Heather and I would both want Hot Y'all To Go both over agree Hot on Stuff.
That. Okay. Hey, we got a top five.
Woohoo. All right. Our final ranking.
Hot Tamales.
Oh, my Lord. The best songs with hot in the title.
There's a lot more idioms with hot than there are songs with hot.
Are we ready? Are you done?
You know, I'm just waiting.
I know you are. I know what you're doing.
Go ahead.
Do you have one locked and loaded? I'll let you think about it for a second.
Well, let me Google it.
Oh, my God.
Idioms with hot.
Oh, my gosh.
30 idioms for hot.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, the final ranking.
Are you a little hot under the collar
isn't that
feeling angry, irritated, or agitated?
Oh, angry. So I thought that was something else.
No. I was like, and no.
Our final ranking.
Am I in hot water?
No, just go.
Our final ranking.
This game's like episode's like Hot Potato, where we pass around.
Okay. No, we're not passing it.
Okay, go ahead.
Final ranking.
I'm just striking while the iron is hot.
He's got 30 of them, so you just need to just go.
The final ranking of best hot songs. Hot Blooded by Foreigner. Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop and Pharrell. Hot In Here by Nelly. Hot To Go by Chapel Roan. And Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. And I'm going to close this out with one more. Come on. Missed opportunity. Well, now it's too late. The moment's passed.
Yep, I missed it. Well, darn. Okay, so thanks, everybody, for listening. And again, we want to invite you to our social media platforms, X, Facebook.
Instagram.
YouTube. As long as we keep them under 2 hours, we can post them to YouTube. Other than that, we can't. So we try to keep them under 2 hours. This one will be under 2 hours. So this one will be on YouTube. Right. So once again, we thank everybody for listening, and we'll catch you in 2 weeks. And have we decided what that is going to be? Yes. Bring your pilot's license, because we're talking about the best wingmen, and possibly women, in all of rock and roll. See you in 2 weeks.
I'm going down, down, baby. Your street in the rain.
Come on.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.